This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is a struggle and a strive for every Muslim to be able to achieve this noble character of being able to be satisfied with what Allah has given them and to realize the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon each individual and upon us as a society and upon us as a human race. Allah subhanahu ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most merciful to all mankind, or the humans, or the world, the giver of mercy to specific people as well, He has not left anyone out except that He has given blessings to them. We call this ni'mah. And every single one of us here, every single individual, every old and every young, has got so many blessings that if you were to try to count them, really, and you thought about them, you'll not be able to finish counting them at all. But unfortunately, a lot of people today tend to count the blessings which they don't have. And that's a really wrong thing to do. We should not look at what we don't have, but rather look at what you do have. And if you do look at what you do have, you will end up being a person who thanks Allah night and day. And do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about a person who thanks Allah night and day? Allah said in the Quran, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you were grateful and you thanked Allah night and day, I, meaning Allah, I will give you more. I will give you more. But the condition is that you have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because not being grateful, meaning that you do not realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a merciful God. And He made us recite this verse in every ruk'ah of every salah that we pray. And your prayer cannot be accepted without reciting, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thanks and gratitude belongs to Allah, the Lord of all, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the giver of mercy, the giver of blessings, the giver of ni'mah. Thank you, O Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most blessed of all mankind, of all the humans, of all the races, he used to stand up in the middle of the night praying to Allah every night. One of the nights, when it was really dark, and didn't have light like what we have the blessing of today, Aisha radiallahu anha extended her arm to feel if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was next to her. But she couldn't feel his body, so she moved her arms around because she couldn't see at night. And then her hands struck the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was standing praying to Allah, his Lord. After he finished, she felt a little bit of remorse for him, thinking that he's not getting enough sleep and rest for his body. So she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give your body some rest, for it is you who Allah has forgiven everything of your past, present and future sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam obviously never allowed himself to fall into sins. But this was the blessing of Allah. She's saying to him, at least give your body some rest. Do you know what his reply was? He said, Ya Aisha, since Allah has given me this great blessing of forgiving my sins, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, should I not be a thankful servant then? A mu'min never fails to worship Allah no matter what happens. And when he's given lots of blessings, or blessings are taken away from him or her, they are still worshipping Allah and getting closer to Jannah. You give me blessings, I thank you, Ya Allah, and I'll worship you more. You take them away, I'll worship you more, so that you can give me more. And so that you can test me and watch, Ya Rabb, watch that I can pass your test.